Title: Brake Transient Control Enabled in Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's get into one of the most important skills in drum and bass drums, controlling brake transients in Ableton Live 12. Because in DNB, the brake isn't just a loop in the background. The brake is the groove, it's the movement, it's the attitude, and most of the difference between a brake that feels like a serious roller and a brake that feels like a random sample on top of a grid comes down to transient control. Today you're going to learn a repeatable workflow using stock Live 12 tools to tighten brakes without killing their vibe, bring out punch without turning hats into sandpaper, split hit versus wash, and layer kick and snare cleanly without phase weirdness. By the end, you'll have a mix-ready rolling drum bus, plus a parallel punch return, plus a simple arrangement plan that makes the drums feel produced over 16 to 32 bars instead of just looped. Let's build it. First, set your project tempo to a DNB range, 172 to 176 BPM. I like 174 as a starting point. Drag in a break loop to arrangement view. Think Amen-ish, jungle, or a modern DNB break, anything with character. Now warp settings. Click the clip, go to clip view, and enable warp if it's not already on. For most DNB breaks, start with warp mode set to beats. Beats is usually the go-to when you want the transient snap to survive. If you've got a super tonal, sustained break and you want smoother stretching, Complex Pro can be useful, but it often softens the attack. So for now, beats. Inside beats mode, set preserve to transients. For transient loop mode, start with it off, and set the envelope to 100 for now. We'll adjust it with intention in a moment. Quick coaching note before we touch anything else. Always ask what the break's actual problem is. Is it too spiky in the hats? Is the snare not speaking? Is the kick region blurry? Or does the whole loop feel flat and lifeless? A lot of people just crank more transient when the real issue is messy low mids, masking around 200 to 600, or warp timing that's fighting the groove. Next step, tighten timing without sterilizing the swing. Zoom in and look at the key hits. Your downbeat kick, your backbeat snare on 2 and 4, and any obvious flams where hits feel doubled or late. Here's the workflow. Anchor and nudge. Put a warp marker right on bar 1, right on 1.1.1, and lock it. That's your anchor. Then find the main snare hit usually on beat 2, and put a warp marker there. Nudge it slightly, so it sits where it needs to sit against the grid, but do not go on a mission to force every ghost note and shuffle hit onto perfect divisions, because that's how you kill breaks. And in DNB specifically, a micro-late snare can actually feel bigger and more rolling. So you're aiming for in the pocket, not surgically aligned. Now let's do transient control inside the loop using the clip itself, before we even touch devices. Still in beats warp mode, the envelope knob is basically your macro transient shaper for the entire clip. Think of it like, how much does Ableton emphasize the chop transient behavior versus smoothing it? If you want the break tighter and more forward, try envelope around 80 to 100. That tends to emphasize hits and make the loop feel more defined. If you want a softer, more glued, older jungle feel, try 40 to 70. That reduces the sharpness and can make the loop feel more cohesive. If you start getting clicky artifacts or it sounds like the loop is being overchopped, back it off. A really common sweet spot is 70 to 85, depending on the sample. Teacher tip: this clip stage is macro behavior. Devices later are micro shaping. If you try to fix the clip with drum bus and compressors before the clip is behaving, you usually end up exaggerating the wrong things, like stick noise, hats, random grit, and then you're fighting the loop instead of shaping it. Cool. Now we're ready for the main processing chain that separates transient impact from the sustained body. On the break track, build a device chain in this order: EQ8, then multiband dynamics, then drum bus. Saturator and glue compressor are optional after that, depending on how dense you want it. Start with EQ8. This is basic cleanup, but it matters. Put a high pass filter around 30 to 45 Hz. Breaks often have sub-rumble or turntable noise, and in DNB you want your sub and kick to own that region. Don't let the break steal headroom down there. If the break sounds boxy, try a gentle dip around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB, with a medium Q around 1.2. If it's harsh, do a gentle dip around 3 to 6 kHz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Subtle moves. Breaks need character, not surgery. Now multiband dynamics. This is the split transient versus body moment. Set your crossover points as a starting point, low band up to about 140 Hz, mid band from 140 Hz to about 4.5 kHz, and high band above 4.5 kHz. And please do this, solo each band inside multiband dynamics and listen. That's how you stop guessing. You'll hear where the punch lives, where the crack is, and where the hats and air are. Here's the main trick. Compress the body gently while letting the attack through. In the mid-band, set a ratio around 2 to 1. Set the threshold so you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the snare body. Use an attack around 15 to 30 milliseconds so the transient front edge passes before compression clamps down. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds is a good starting point. What that does is keep the initial snap forward while controlling that room wash and sustain that can make breaks feel small or cloudy once you add bass and synths. In the high band, be careful. If the hats are already spiky, use lighter compression with a faster attack, like 3 to 10 milliseconds, just to keep them from taking your head off. If you want crispness, keep compression minimal and let the top breathe. Now drum bass. This is one of the fastest ways to get DNB knock, but it's also one of the fastest ways to ruin a break if you get greedy. Start with drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch from 0 to 20%, but treat crunch like hot sauce. A little can be perfect. Too much turns everything into fizz. Boom is usually off for breaks or extremely subtle. You rarely want the break generating extra low-end bloom in DNB, because that space is precious. Use damp to control fizziness. And then the big one. The transient knob. Try plus 5 up to plus 25, but do not automatically max it. If you go too far, you'll get brittle hats and what I call paper sere. Like it's sharp, but hollow and annoying. Now an extremely important habit, level match. Anytime you add drum bass, glue, saturator, anything that changes punch, you should be a slash being at the same loudness. Otherwise, you'll choose louder and convince yourself it's better. Fast workflow. Drop a utility after a punchy device, and use utility gain to bring the level back down to match your bypass. If you want to be extra efficient, keep a utility after drum bass, map its gain if you like, and treat it as your honesty knob. Okay, now let's add controlled punch without flattening the main break. Parallel processing. Create a return track, name it Return A, Punch. On that return, add glue compressor, then saturator, then EQ8. Glue compressor settings. Fast attack, around 0.3 milliseconds. Release on auto, or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio at 4 to 1. Then set the threshold so it's compressing hard, like 6 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Yes, that's aggressive, because it's parallel. Then saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ8. High pass the return around 120 to 200 Hz so the parallel channel isn't dumping extra low end into your mix. If you want a little extra bite, add a gentle high shelf plus 1 or 2 dB somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz, but only if it's genuinely helping. Now send the break track to that return. Start low, around minus 20 to minus 12 dB send level, and bring it up until it adds front edge energy, without sounding like a second loop stacked on top. The goal is, the break feels like it steps forward, not like it doubled in volume. Next, layering kick and snare without fighting the break. Modern DNB often uses the break for movement and texture, then one shots for consistency and power. So we're going to reinforce without chaos. Duplicate the break track twice. You'll have break full, break kick focus, and break snare focus. On break kick focus, use EQ8 to focus the kick zones. Try emphasizing 60 to 140 Hz. If there's a click you like, you can bring a bit of 2 to 4 kHz through too. Optionally, add gate to tighten it so it mostly opens on the kickish hits. On break snare focus, use EQ8 to focus around 160 to 250 Hz for the thump and 2 to 6 kHz for the crack. Add gate if you want to reduce hats between snare hits. Small caution here. Gates can destroy ghost notes and groove. If you notice the roll dying, switch your mindset from gate to expander behavior. Softer settings, so quieter stuff is reduced, not deleted. Now bring in a drum rack with one kick and one snare one shot. Program a simple DNB pattern. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, and depending on subgenre you might add a second kick before the snare for drive. Now phase check, because this is where people lose impact and don't realize why. If your layered snare suddenly gets thinner, or the low punch disappears, add a utility on the snare layer and try phase invert left and right. Choose the setting that sounds fuller and more solid. Also do a quick mono test, put a utility on the drum bass and set width to 0% for a few seconds. If the crack disappears in mono, you've got phase or width competition. Solve it now, not later. One more advanced but super practical trick Transient control is often frequency selective, even when the tool isn't. If transient shaping is making hats painful but you still want the snare to punch, split the brake into two lanes. Make a top lane that's high passed, like 3 to 6 kHz and up, and keep transient emphasis lower on that lane. Then a body lane that's more low mid focused, and push the transient control more there. That way you can get tougher snare punch without turning cymbals into razor blades. Now, let's make it feel arranged over 32 bars, because static breaks feel like demos. Here's a dependable pattern. Bars 1 to 8. Intro groove. Break full is in. Light parallel punch send. No crazy fills. Just establish the pocket. Bars 9 to 16. Add pressure. Increase the return a punch send slightly. Then at the end of bar 16, do a tiny edit, like a quick 1/8 or 1/16 chop. Just enough to signal we're moving. Bars 17 to 24. Variation. Automate drum bus transient slightly down on a couple of bars for contrast. That sounds backwards, but that little softening moment makes the next hard section feel bigger. You can also add a high-passed ghost brake layer for movement. High pass around 400 Hz, super low in the mix. Bars 25 to 32, pre-drop and fill. Do something like a short tape stop vibe using clip pitch envelope ramping down, or a tasteful stutter moment. Then finish with a classic jungle style fill, snare roll or a quick slice for the last beat or two. Arrangement coach move, do a call and response every 4 bars with transients. For example, bars 1 to 3 normal, bar 4 slightly more glued, bars 5 to 7 normal, bar 8 more aggressive plus a tiny chop. It reads like intention, not random edits. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you do all of this. Don't warp every transient to the grid. That's how you erase swing. Don't crank drum bus transient until it's impressive in solo. In the mix, that becomes brittle hats and a papery snare. Don't let your parallel punch return bring low end with it. High pass that return. Keep the low end clean. Don't skip level matching. Seriously. Use utility. Stay honest. And don't ignore phase when layering. If something gets smaller after layering, that's a giant clue. Now a few pro touches for darker, heavier DNB. This audio version is shortened for playback.